From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to Idle Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker, and with me in the studio today is Brian Sargent for the finale shows.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I am looking forward to the season finale. It's kind of been a long season, but I'm ready for it to wrap up and finally see who wins this season's show of American Idol.
It's the first time that you've actually appeared on the show, but I know you are a diehard American Idol fan.
I am. I've watched it since season one, and especially when Carrie Underwood won, I think like most Oklahomans, I really started getting really interested in the show as well.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it. This is an interesting week because they actually have a two-part finale, which is, of course, performance and results like they normally would, but they're actually calling it a two-part finale. And last night we saw the two finalists, Adam Lambert and Chris Allen, sing three songs. One was their favorite performance that they'd done before. One was a song chosen for them by one of the producers, and then one was the new song,
right,
co-written by Kara. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
So Adam started the show, and I think that Chris actually won the coin toss, and he wanted to go second.
Yes, he did.
So Adam started the show, and he sang Mad World, which is not an unusual choice because everyone loved that performance.
Yeah. And I'm actually probably am in the minority.
I thought
it was a good performance, but I believe he had sang it earlier in the season. So I think it's always sometimes it could be a problem where you build up expectations. So I thought it was just an okay song, but then again, perhaps it was because we had heard it earlier in the season. And I agree that I thought Chris did win that song. He was able to get out his piano and show his musical ability. And so I kind of agreed with the judges of the show that I thought Chris won, but I don't think you could go wrong with either of them.
Well, Chris sang Ain't No Sunshine. And here's the thing, though. I mean, Chris plays instruments, which is great. Shows his, you know, his musicality, but when they're at the piano in particular, they generally don't make eye contact with the audience. They're looking directly at the mic, and that always bugs me. It's bugged me when he's been on the piano before, kind of bugged me last night too. I just want a little bit of connection with the performer, and of course when you've just got a singer looking directly at the crowd and connecting with the audience, it just works better for me.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Mad World performance better, but you're right. The judges did say that out of round one that Chris won, but I don't know if I agree.
Yeah, and I think you kind of hit on a little bit that Adam and Chris bring two different styles. Adam's more flamboyant and really gets out there,
and
when Chris is more laid back, where some people prefer the laid back Chris aspect, where others prefer Adam, and I find myself more going with the Chris, more of the laid back musical instrument thing.
Yeah.
But you know, there's nothing wrong with either. They're just two different styles.
Two different styles. That's right. Well, the second song was chosen for them by one of the producers, and it was interesting because both songs were throwbacks to the '60s, and both songs were, you know, had this kind of an activist feel to it. So Adam sang Change Is Gonna Come, or Change Gonna Come, which is how it's referred to, that Sam Cooke, the great Sam Cooke, sang. And Chris sang What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Both this, you know, having these real kind of, you know, civic activist kind of vibe to it. I loved Adam's performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a hard song to sing, number one. It's a hard song to sing. I think he did just a great job.
Yeah, I think that round would go to Adam. I thought Chris, he had a good performance, but at the same time, it was forgettable.
Yes.
I hate to sound like the judge, but it was an okay song, but not one that I think people will remember that he sang. And Simon Cowell, I wrote down something that he had said. You know, I talked about Chris being laid back, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I thought that performance was too laid back. You know, you got to kind of put in your own style and make people remember it. And unfortunately, I think for Chris, he didn't do that. And so that's, you know, I don't know if he could have overcome Adam, but I think that's one reason round two would go to Adam.
You said the word forgetful and or forgettable, rather, and that has been my problem with Chris the entire time. I like Chris, but to me, he is very forgettable. And compared to Adam, who is not. Now, I like Chris. I think he has really strong vocals, but every other song, maybe one out of three songs, is forgettable to me. And I think that's kind of and a concern.
And especially on a season finale people are going to use these three performances to decide the winner. That's not a song, you know, even though it was picked for him.
Right.
You still got to make it your own and make people remember it.
Well, the last song that they sang was the new song. You know, every year there's a new, brand new song written for the winner. No Boundaries is the name of the song. It was co-written by Cara Dioguardo, I believe her name is. The last name throws me. And I don't know who her co-writer was because they didn't sing.
Right.
The song was challenging for both men.
Yes, it was, very much.
Both of them had trouble with the song. The phrasing is a little weird. So, actually, dear listeners, we're going to let you be the judge yourself. First, let's have a little bit of a listen to Adam Lambert's rendition of No Boundaries, and then we'll come back with Chris Allen. So take a listen.
Seconds, hours, so many days. You know what you want, but how long can you wait? Every moment lasts forever. When you feel you've lost your way, what if my chances were already gone? I started believing that I could be wrong, but you gave me one good reason to fight and never walk away. So
okay, and now let's take a listen to how Chris Allen sang the same song, No Boundaries, co-written by Judge Cara.
Seconds, hours, so many days, you know what you want, but how long can you wait? Every moment lasts forever, when you feel you lost your way. And what if my chances were already gone? I started believing that I could be wrong. But you gave me one good reason to fight and never walk away. So here I am, still holding on. Every step you climb another mountain. Every breath is harder to believe. They're taken by the weather, the hurricane, to get to that one thing. Just when you think the road is going on,
okay, what
did
you think?
Well, I thought of the three performances for me, and I think I'm in the minority. I thought of the three performances by Adam. I thought the last one he did was his best. May not have been, you know, the song choice, but I just thought the overall performance was his best. As far as Chris, I don't think the song was right for him at all, and I think Cara had mentioned that she kind of apologized for the song, and that's a shame for Chris because that was the last song of this three or four month long season, and that was it, and it came down to that song, and unfortunately it could really come back to hurt him, and that's kind of my problem with having a judge write a song that you don't know how it's going to sound really until you get up on stage, and so I think that's a shame for both of the singers.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's blowing up all over the internet, on Twitter, in the blogosphere. People are talking about this song. Nigel Lithgow, who's the former executive producer of Idol, on his Twitter said, I didn't like the final song that both guys had to sing.
Yeah.
Here's my deal. Why wouldn't, I don't know when they start writing the song. And I know, you know, you can't just write a song overnight. I understand that. But why wouldn't you try to write a song, say you're coming down to the final three. You know, you got three men. Why wouldn't you just wait to write the song that you think would work best for right. your remaining three? I mean, I know that's a lot to ask, but this song clearly yeah. is not right for them.
Yeah. And especially if you're going to put it in there at the season finale, as you mentioned, it just seemed like it wasn't a song that either of them liked to perform. They felt forced to sing it, and you made it the last song. And as I read something, too, on the internet last night where they were someone had said, well, if Kara's not back for another season as a judge, at least she went out with a bang, kind of making her presence felt. And that's really a shame because, you know, I would have thought, you know, the last song, perhaps maybe let the singers choose. Maybe if you're going to put the...
See, I don't remember what they did last season. But I think they all, don't they always end with the, you right. know, with the new song? Mm-hmm. I think they do. And you're right. If it's not a good song, you know, yeah. that's going to be a problem. There's a blogger who posts on the American Idol page. And he said, I think that this year's Idol song, No Boundaries, co-written by Kara, was quite a test for both finalists. The song was out of both of their comfort zones. It was more the type of song I could hear Kelly Clarkson or David Archuleta sing. Each finalist gave it a strong effort, and it forced Adam and Chris to stretch their limits.
Yeah,
I think that's, he's probably spot on.
And the thing I think we're forgetting, though, is this song is also, they're going to sing tonight for whoever wins.
Right.
And then it's going to perhaps be on the radio more, so this may not be the only time we hear the songs.
Listen, I think I'm already humming the song, and that's not a good thing.
Because I believe in seasons past, the song that they sing on the finale that they write for them, you hear it when they win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to hear No Boundaries. As we don't want to, we're going to hear it.
There could be more legs to this than just, okay, they sang the song last night. We could hear it.
Most definitely. No, you're gonna be able to download it on iTunes. It's going to be the first single released mm-hmm. by these men, by one of the men. So, you know, not only is it, you know, part of the show, an important part of the show, but it's an important, I think, test for the success of the new American Idol.
Right.
The David Cook, the song that he had to sing last year, not my favorite song, but I think a little bit better than this. And it's what you hear on the radio. Now, shortly after that, he can have some more releases, mm-hmm. but they're stuck with this. So you've got a song that, you know, they're going to have to sing it more and more, maybe get more comfortable with it, but clearly not really in their comfort zone. But I must admit, I have been humming it today because I've heard it a couple of times as I've gone back to, you know, prepare for the show. And it sticks in your mind. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Yeah, it's not a song that people hear on the radio. If Adam wins, it won't be a song that people will be thinking that's his style of music. So it'll be interesting to see. Moving forward, what fans think of it and how they'll react to this, you know, how popular they'll make this song.
Right. Well, the results show is tonight. We're going to be here tomorrow talking about the winner. So definitely come back to newsok.com on Thursday to hear the podcast. But there's a note about tonight that if
yes.
you're going to watch it, you might
yes.
want to take
Yes,
note
the
of.
Show, I believe, was scheduled to run 5 minutes over. However, the show's producers have already said it's going to go past its allotted time, so you know, set your recorder to go a few minutes longer, just record the next show, because it will not stop on time, and it could be a repeat of last year where you didn't know who won if you record it. So just take a few extra minutes and record the ending.
Fair warning.
Yes.
Okay, well, Brian, thanks so much for being in the studio today.
Yes, thank you for having
I'll
me.
See you tomorrow as we actually announce the winner of American Idol Season 8. Thanks, dear listeners, and we'll see you tomorrow.